Yeah, I think there's, you know, we review kind of what we've done up until this point and taking a good measure of, you know, sheer numbers and then success rate and where we're having our success and maybe where there's some struggles. And so when we can add some reps in practice to those periods, we can say, hey, let's make sure we need to go focus on some things that maybe we're not doing great but are a key component to our success. And then let's continue to build on some stuff that has been good to us. And so that's natural every week, but to get added reps, that's just a bonus, you know, where we can really hone in on those things. And I think it was beneficial today with a lot of third down work that we did.
Is there any elimination of plays that haven't worked, that you've tried them several times and they haven't worked, so you just say, okay, we're taking this one off?
Well, I don't know if there's been straight elimination of a concept or of a play. I think it's been more of maybe this play would be better with this person running it or this person in that spot. And I think that's been kind of the approach that's been taken. A lot of the stuff we've run in some form, shape, form, or another has been ran here for a while, and there's been great success with it. Some of the things that we've added have been good to what we've been doing as well. So we're just trying to continue to build upon what we're doing. And then if there is a concept that we know is good, it's proven, it's withstood the test of time, making sure we've got the right personnel in the right spot to go execute the play.
Players have talked about small things, just things like communication and things like that that have kind of added up to
right.
You know, frustrate you maybe in those situations, third down in red zone. When you go back and you analyze, like, from this past game, anything like that jump out at you? Is there one thing that's a common denominator?
Well, I think for me, especially coming out of the game, the one thing we looked at was, you know, human nature is to look around and kind of see what's wrong kind of somewhere else. And we really challenged all of us, coaches, players, to look at ourselves and to find the things within ourselves individually to say, hey, this is an area where I can improve. This is something that I can improve upon. And so, you know, when you start talking communication, you know, that's specific for each position group depending on the situation. So communication is always paramount to our success, whether it's coach to coach, coach to player, player to player. It's paramount to our success in just about everything that we do. And so we're always striving for that to be as good as it can be.
How helpful is Coach Glenn in the process? You know, coming from primarily a defensive background, of course, and helping you maybe get a better beat on how to attack certain concepts or coverages or personnel, create mismatches and things like that.
Well, I think Dan, obviously, his expertise being on the defensive side of the ball is huge for us, you know, especially with blitz patterns, blitz pickup, you know, how things match certain routes. And so there's good dialogue that way for both of us to kind of go back and forth and good insight. You know, a lot of times, you know, Dan sees different things in a defensive lineman stance that maybe we don't always see right away. And he can say, hey, when he's in this stance, this might occur, this might happen. So it's just a bonus that way. You know, when you have a head coach who's really involved in the football aspect of it, and takes the time to focus and look at both sides of the ball, it's definitely a benefit for us.
Coach, I'm curious, as a play caller, when you go back and you're watching game film, mm-hmm. Do you ever find tendencies that maybe you weren't aware that were happening during the course of a game that, you know, surprise you a little later on? You're like, oh, you know, I'm doing this.
I don't know if surprise is the best word. I think sometimes some tendencies you feel get validated, like, yeah, you know, I felt like this is kind of the way the game went, and you get validated. And then sometimes you don't. Maybe you think it was going a certain way, and you look, and you go, oh, you know, this wasn't as much of a tendency as I might have thought it was. And so, but all that stuff's normal. We've got a great group of support upstairs that, you know, give us all of that information after every game from a single game perspective and then a running log of the entire season, whether it's personnel-based, down and distance base, situational base. You know, we get a lot of reports that help structure us, that don't totally tell us where to go the next time we get in that situation, but really give us a good idea of if we're starting to develop a tendency in a certain area, that's something that we can focus on and make an adjustment on so it's not quite as much a big one.
In the process of making play calls, you've got all your sheets, as you said the other day, kind of spread out before you and so forth. Do you always make a call based on the situation, or do you ever make a call based on gut feeling?
Oh, I think you have to have that at some point as a play caller. You know, numbers are numbers. You game plan all week, and we've got a tremendous offensive staff, which I've said before. We've got really good dialogue with our players. You put it all together. But there's going to be times in games where you go with your gut. You might go with a hot hand. You know, if you've got a receiver who let's get it to him one more time, or you got a back who's in that mode, or the quarterback's hot, or maybe you just feel like running left is better right now than running right. And so sometimes you go with that gut, and when it works, it's great, and sometimes when it doesn't work, you have to own it and live with it and move on to the next one.
It had been, I guess, 2004 was your last time in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
When you had the first talks with, with the Falcons 10, 11 months ago, did you have any thoughts you had about what's going to be the change after that long? Is there going to be a transition for me? Is it going to be an adjustment to get back into the program?
No, I wasn't naive to think that there wouldn't be some. Obviously, you start right with the coach to quarterback communication. At that time, when I was speaking to the quarterback, I had to be on the field. And now I'm able to be in the booth to speak to the quarterback. And that's a distinct advantage that way to do some of those things. There's going to be differences when you put that much time in between. But that was expected. That wasn't anything new. We knew there was going to be some things along the way to adjust to. I think it's gone very well that way. It's just a matter now of, us taking care of some situational football, third down red area, and making sure when we get our ops in the red zone, we score points. And, when you're in the red area and you go 1-for-4, that's generally not winning football. So when we get our chances, we're moving the ball well. We've got to put points on the board.